Peter John Mitchell has a say in this from the folks from Marriage and Family. I've just lost my title. Peter John Mitchell's with me now with the folks from Marriage and Family here. How do I identify your group, Peter?
It's the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.
I forgot the Institute. I'm sorry. Right. Would you go ahead and tell me how you folks feel about this?
Well, I think certainly the issue has been a pretty heated debate over the gay-straight alliances. And yes, they aren't mandatory unless a student raises them. And there's actually three other types of clubs as well that if students raise that concern, then they have to be able to provide those. It's interesting that this one clause has taken a lot of debate. I think it is significant. I think it will have implications for Catholic education down the line, but it really has obscured a lot of talk about the other aspects of the bill. And really even the question, mainly, does legislation actually stop bullying behavior in schools? And that, so that's the kind of the question and the angle that we pursued, and we did a Canada-wide search in terms of legislation from province to province to see what other provinces are doing, and also to look at the U.S. The U.S. has legislated anti-bullying legislation in every state except for one, except for Montana. And so we began a search just to see, well, what happened and what's the results? What's happening because of this legislation? Is it actually working? And what we found is it's hard to say. There really isn't a sufficient measures to say that that this legislation actually will stop bullying. I think a lot of people think that finally we're getting on this bullying issue, and we can all agree that that bullying is wrong, that we want to stop it, and we believe that schools have a large responsibility in that. But this is actually not the first attempt, and I think Mr. Mulloy sort of alluded to that fact. Province of Ontario has spent over the last 7 years, has spent millions of dollars on anti-bullying programs, on different facets to stop bullying, and yet we have very little evidence that this has actually stopped bullying. So that's sort of our concern is this the best approach on this topic?
And, I would question some of it, because for 7-8 years I've been doing this show, I don't think we've gone anywhere but backwards or stayed the same. It hasn't made much change to me in everything they've tried, and we'll see what happens with this one. But many of the practicing Catholics who've written me have said, this is why we chose to send our children to Catholic school. And as I understand it, Peter John Mitchell, am I mistaken? And does this go against Catholic teaching? I mean, that's what people are telling me. I'm not Catholic. I don't know.
Well, I'm not Catholic either, but I do hear a lot from Catholic parents, and I think that's been the loudest group on this has been Catholic parents saying that they have exactly that. They have chosen the Catholic separate school system because that they want that teaching respected for their kids. And so, so I think this does raise certainly a concern for them of how and what these groups kind of look like. How do these groups operate in the school? The Ontario Catholic Schools Trustees Association did release a document early in the year that was sort of kind of meeting halfway in terms of addressing this issue and with the Respecting Differences clubs. So this would be a broader multi-issue clubs that would address kind of bullying, and that was sort of their attempt to meet the government halfway. What we saw actually in the last week or two was the government kind of come back and actually close the door pretty significantly on that. There was a clause in the original bill that said it could be named Gay-Straight Alliance or another name. In the last week, the government has amended the bill before sending it back to the House to actually take that clause out and to mandate that that the school actually doesn't have any right to have any influence on what it said. I think it's really interesting why they would remove that from the bill and give the students have the opportunity to name the club whatever they want, and yet after the club, the kids head down to the cafeteria. They can't choose whatever they want. Actually, we have lots of policies about what kids can and can't eat at school. We really control that. But on this issue, not so much. So it's just an interesting to see why the government has gone this way.
Well, I just, for me, it's just if I had my druthers in this multicultural, maybe too secular society we're going to, we should have one school system, not four. But we don't. We have four. We have a separate or Catholic school system because it's there. I mean, it's been argued about in the courts. It's been this and that. It's there because people want Catholic teaching. That's what I'm told. And so what's the point of making secular legislation for something that isn't teaching that way? It's got to be a fight. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not surprised that it came up to be this kind of issue. And this issue's been boiling under the surface, actually, for over a year, even before this legislation was proposed. So this has been a long time coming. I am surprised that this is that the government has taken such a stand on this, rather than kind of working towards maybe a compromise and still being able to address bullying, even homophobic bullying in Catholic schools, without having to strong-arm Catholic schools into the whole kind of club issue. And why this has become sort of the predominant issue of the bill is a little bit confusing.
But on top of that, let's back to the point, I guess, Peter John Mitchell, as you're suggesting, all of this legislation has not proven to cut down on bullying one iota.
No, we really don't have data to back that up. And so we're sort of forging ahead without really knowing what, if this is effective. And so my recommendation would be, hey, let's review our existing policies that we have and our existing funding commitments and see what's going on there. In 2010, the Auditor General did a report, basically said that some of that money that was spent towards safe schools wasn't being spent efficiently, and we certainly had no idea whether it was affecting student behavior. And I'm not sure what the government has done to redress that issue. I think it needs to be addressed, because otherwise we're just legislating policies that don't work. And in fact, some of the policies in this legislation are policies that are currently being used in schools anyway, so now we're codifying it under law. Why don't we take a second to see what works and what doesn't? Put a priority on evaluation, put a priority on research before we start making legislation. And I think at the end of the day, I think we all intuitively know that this is really going to come down to parents, students, and educators working together. And I think the most innovative ideas for stopping bullying will come from the people closest to the problem. So if we can create legislation, if we're bound to pass legislation, let's create legislation that empowers those people and those communities to work together to develop solutions that work.
Okay. Well, from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, I got it right this time. Peter John Mitchell, thank you for your comments today.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
We'll talk to you again. Thanks
All
so
right.
much.